So where do we stop it? All right. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision. Tim, he gone. I wanted to use him. I want him to tell you. Wednesday night is what Tim told me. While I was teaching, this was other Wednesday night. While I was teaching, he said, I saw angels standing behind you. He said, I couldn't see the face, but I saw them. He said, I saw the angels. See, I was intending to have him here, but he got away from me. But that's all right. That's all right. But here's what I want you to see. Young men shall see vision. Your old men will do what? Experience dream from God. Keep going. The Holy Spirit will come upon all my servants, men and women alike. So where is all this stuff we practicing? The woman has to be over here, and the man got this. We are both male, human. One is a carry the male side, and the other one carry the female side. But we are both human beings. Woman, man, and woman. And so we can fulfill God's purpose. But if for our spirits, we all alike in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. Huh? So it's quiet in here, but that's all right. The Holy Spirit will come upon all my servants, man and woman alike. And they will do what? Prophesy. Keep going. And I will do what? I'll reveal startling signs and wonders in the sky above and mighty miracles on the earth below. Blood and fire and pillars of cloud all will appear rather. For the sun will be turned dark and the moon bloody red before that great and awesome day appears. Of the day of the Lord. But everyone who called, you see what he wants, see what he's going, what, I want to see people saved. And I don't know, where we are not hitting it, we're going to get it right. We're not just going to come here and just be, say we're having church, we're going to be the church. With power. We're going to add to what we got. Whatever we got is good. We're not going to abandon that. We're going to add to it. We're going to move forward. We're not going to get stuck in a place because people are going to hell if they don't receive Jesus. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a power that we can operate in over the powers of darkness and call people to come out of that place abundant. Yes, it is. So here we go. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Peter continued. People of Israel, listen to the facts. Listen to the facts. Jesus, the victorious, was a man on a divine mission whose authority was clearly proven. For you know how God performed many what? Powerful miracles, signs, and wonders through him. This man, what? Destiny was what? Prearranged, for God knows that Jesus would be what? Handed over to you to be crucified, and that you would execute him on the cross by the hand of lawless men. Yet it was all part of the prearranged preeminent plan of God. God prearranged this. It was predestined that he do this. God destroyed the... Now look what he did. God did not try. God destroyed the cords of death and raised him up. Because it was impossible for death power to hold him prisoner. This is the very thing David prophesied about him. I continually see the Lord in front of me. He is at my right hand, and I am never shaken. No wonder my heart is glad, and my glory celebrates. My mouth is filled with the praise, and I have hoped that my body will live, because you will not leave my soul among the dead. Nor will you allow your sacred one to experience decay. For you have revealed to me the pathway of life, and seeing your face fill me with what? Euphoria. That's exuberant joy before you. My friend Jews, my fellow Jews, I can tell you there is no doubt that our noted patriot has both died and been buried in his tomb, which remain to this day. So you can see that he was not referring to himself with those words. Can you see it? But as a prophet, he knew God faithful. He knew God faithful promise made with God unbreakable oath that one of his descendants would take his throne. That's what David was prophesying about. Keep going. So while peeping into what? The future. David did what? Prophesied of the Messiah resurrection. And God revealed to him the Messiah who would not be abandoned to the realm of death. Nor would his body experience decay. Keep going. Can you see it? God has resurrected Jesus. Can you see it, congregation? God has resurrected Jesus. And no other man in history that we know was resurrected. He was the first one that's been resurrected from death realm. God has resurrected Jesus. And we all have seen him, that were those that were there looking at him. God has exalted him to his right hand, upon the throne of the highest honor. And the Father gave him the authority to send the promise. There we go. That's where I'm driving to. Gave him the authority. Father did what? Gave him the authority to send the promise. The Holy Spirit, which is being poured out upon us today. This is what you are seeing and hearing. David wasn't the one who ascended into heaven, but the one who what? Prophesied. The Lord Jehovah said to my Lord, I honor you by enthroning you beside me. And that's what Jesus is enthroned at the right hand of God. Why did he honor him? Because he accomplished what God sent him in the earth to do. Hallelujah. You're going to sit here by my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool beneath your feet. And this is what God intends for you to do. All these things that's piled upon you and around you trying to control you, Jesus sitting there till you get this truth in your spirit in this generation that you put Satan where he belongs and you walk on him. And he belongs beneath your feet. not on your head, not in your, not around you, beneath your feet. And we have that authority to do it, but because many have rejected what God, the person God sent to be a personal indwelling friend and teacher to reveal the truth, we have rejected him. Some of them call him the devil. Some call him this and that. And because of that, they have allowed burdens to wear them down and wear them out and frustrate their lives and kill, even make them die prematurely because they didn't know this truth.